Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. Jen Tui, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tim Richards.
Another hot day today, summer-like day today, and it is October 6th at a high of 84 degrees. Loving it or hating it?
I'm loving it. We were swimming yesterday.
Yeah.
It was like hot outside.
My pool's
it was crazy.
Still open. My snowblowing Owen, who lives a couple of houses down, he texted me yesterday, "You've been using the pool." I said, "It's been open. I have to, I mean, if I, anybody with a pool, like I don't have this blackout cover, so it allows sunlight in. So I have to wait for the pool temperature to get to a certain temperature, like 60 degrees, to be able to close the pool. That's just the way the design of this cover is."
Yeah.
Probably should have got the blackout one. Then you can really close it at any point in time, but I don't have that. I said, I have to keep it open. And if it's open, I mean, I still have to shock it. I still got to run the filter. You got everything else. You don't want algae. So it's open.
I
mean, it's October 6th, and you're getting in the pool, and it's open.
We've had some great weather.
I just heard some neighbors like, "I'm ready for cooler weather." I've heard other neighbors that say, and friends, not just neighbors, that just say, "I'm over it." Like, I, you know, that type of thing. I said, I can get used to this.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it quite well. I'll take it as long as we can into October.
So hopefully your weekend was a good one. It was unusual to have the Browns at 9:30 in the morning. You know, I thought maybe mix it up and get a win, but that didn't quite happen.
Not quite that yesterday.
So that was the weekend. Also, we are kicking off Bus Driver Appreciation Week.
It's a big week here on the Jen and Tim Show. There was some bus trouble. I was going to say
some
drama.
BD, some bus drama. There was bus drama.
There was bus drama last week in the Menor School District, in which your daughter goes. So they need appreciated, apparently, because there's not enough.
Yes. All of the bus drivers. We're getting a bunch of comments. There is specifically, and I want you to get on this early, there is a graphic on the Jen and Tim Show page specifically on Facebook. We'll share it over to the Star 102 socials as well. You can leave a bus number if you know their name. If you are a bus driver, you want to shout out. Whatever it is, we're doing this all week long. That's coming up in less than an hour. Also, our first ever brand new segment at 7:15 called "What Was That?" You, producer Stevie, the video heard around the world. That was taken Friday. Pretty sure that hoodie is ruined. My favorite hoodie. Pretty sure it is ruined. Or at least very milky.
Thought we kind of moved on from that.
Very milky.
Friday's news.
He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead.
Just a dead guy in an envelope.
Who is he? No one knows. He's dead.
Just a dead guy in an envelope.
I'm mad at myself that I didn't see one key tell in that video that everybody noticed.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm.
I really pick up on those type of things that I didn't pick up on this, and it was very, very disappointing when I went through the messages over the weekend.
After seeing the comments and rewatching the video, I understand what you're saying. And there was definitely a tell.
All right, let's kick it off. Who's kicking it off this week? This is the way we start the show. It's Dead Guy in an Envelope. He's dead. He's a guy. His name is in the envelope. You're trying to take a guess on who it is. That's what the game is. Star 102, good morning.
Good morning.
So did you have a guess for Dead Guy in the Envelope?
Sure. We'll go with Michael Jackson.
Oh, that's a good guess. I don't know if anyone's guessed it this time, but it's not Michael Jackson.
Not Michael Jackson. Appreciate that, though, which means we need another guest tomorrow morning. By the way, little delay this morning. That's next.
We apologize for the inconvenience, but due to staffing issues, we will not open until 5:30.
Oh,
it's Star 102,
no.
Cleveland's still good favors. I'm getting nervous about my McDonald's. This happens all the time.
Are you coffeeless today?
Here's the journey. I try to hit that McDonald's. I live in Mentor. I try to hit the McDonald's right at 5 o'clock. I've already talked about this before. And I got that message. Lovely message. And I appreciate the honesty. People either didn't show up or whatever happened. They're not opening until 5:30 instead of 5 o'clock.
Well, this is not the first time.
This is not the 10th time. So I thought to myself, if I go the exact speed limit to 91, then I can get off there and get that Dunkin', which I did. And they were super fast. And I got back on the highway and that was fine. I had the L squared though again. I have the issue this morning.
What's the L squared?
A loose lid. Dripped it on my shirt again.
Oh, no.
They need to either change the lid or smack it down. I know. Look at that.
I see it.
Same spot right under the right. Yes. You know what? I can't even believe. Why is this happening all the time? What? This is like Groundhog Day. McDonald's is not ready to open. And then why am I always dripping on my shirt?
I don't know. Why
I'm pushing it down there.
So many coffee issues.
Here's the worst part is that I don't even care and I continue on. I just know when I feel that hot lava, molten lava on my chest, right under the belt,
I think to myself,
well, I'm not going to stop drinking the coffee because I need it on the way in. So then I just lean forward.
Do you think?
And I take a sip and I let it drip over where my cup holder's at.
Okay,
and I figure I'm
going
to clean it up later. I'm telling
so
you.
So much anxiety.
This is what I have to do. This is my drive in. The lid is messed up. McDonald's is not ready. I didn't want to go over to Starbucks.
I have a thought for you.
Okay.
Here's a thought.
Wait, can we get to that next?
We can get to that next.
Okay, let's get to that next. Let's get to the thought next. I mean,
okay.
How many times have I said this? McDonald's not ready.
You're stressing me out.
And we've got a loose lid. These Temu lids that they're putting on top of these Dunkin' things are not working out.
The fact that you let it drip over your cup holder and then it's just all sticky until you can get to it later in the day.
You know,
I can't. I can't do that.
I mean, I'll just save a little for later.
Ugh.
Cup holder sticky right now. Star 102. Sticky 102. Cleveland's still good.
I would get some type of cleaning product and go out there now.
Clean it. I can't now. We're doing the show. I will when I go feed the meter. I'll find something and I'll do that. I'm not there right now, so it doesn't bother me now. But you know how I am. I cannot have a dirty car.
No,
I don't like
course.
Wrappers or any of that stuff in my car.
But it would be like it would just be bothering me the entire drive in, and the fact that you chose to drip it there. Here's my question to you. Like you made the drip choice.
The phrase drip it there, I think, should almost be in our band words, along with moist.
Stop.
Loaf. Drip
Don't.
Is on there.
Drip is on there. Well,
excretion, squirt, these other words that we have to take off of the Jen and Tim show.
Anyway.
Those are on there.
They are on there. I just don't understand, since you've had this issue several times, maybe, just maybe, when you get the cup, put it directly to the cup holder. Solidify the lid, push it down before you take a sip.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, go ahead. The lid is right there. You go ahead and solidify the lid, and you're 100% right that maybe I'm tired or I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
I push it down because this has happened probably over or under 10 times.
Yeah.
I push that down each side as best as I can, the best that I can. I push it all the way down, all the way around the rim.
Well.
And then it's still, then I do that before I take the first sip.
I thought you were putting too much trust in the employee.
No way. You know me.
Yeah.
The trust thing doesn't work.
I know. That's why I was stunned that you're not like double checking your lid. Like just double check the lid and it won't spill on you. Oh. Well.
Yeah, these newer lids, I just don't think
this is
where
it's at.
And it's not every time, but it's enough that, you know. Anybody else have a problem with those lids? I would really love to know. Or is this just to me? It's early in the morning. I'm not pushing it down right.
Well, then I have another solution for you. You need to
Homebrew?
Do something about that.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
Bring a cup. Bring a this.
Yeah. I don't have
pour
any.
It into that. Stop.
Three things is
okay. We don't have time for that.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel good favorites. It's the Jen and Tim show. Remember coming up at 7:15. What was that?
Who's asking that question?
Why are you looking at me?
Well, this is the first time I've hung out with both of you since the incident.
I didn't think, isn't that like in the past now? Maybe we've moved eight, on.
We had a whole weekend in between us.
Listen, I know. We had a whole weekend in between. I went to see the Taylor Swift movie over the weekend. I want to talk about that. I don't know that we have time for your game of was that.
Oh, Taylor Swift was great. Fine. There's your review.
I loved everything.
Not what I'm going to say.
It's great.
I have a couple complaints.
No, you do not.
Yes, I do.
You do not.
Yes, I do.
Then I do want to stick around for this.
I know.
Hmm.
I'm just saying. I mean, we don't have to address anything else. I think, you know, the Taylor Swift is a big story. There's nothing really else to talk about that happened on Friday.
Well, that's what 810's for.
Shoot.
We'll take our Taylor time out then.
All right.
Probably wouldn't have done that to her.
If we were in the lineup. To Taylor?
Never.
Oh.
Never.
All right, we have Stevie on the socials next.
So it can be challenging to make new friends as grown-ups, but there is a friendship educator. She's sharing her advice on TikTok, going viral, helping those make friends as adults.
Oh.
That. Why are you looking at me?
Probably may need some help.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
When you're a kid, making new friends often happens naturally just from meeting people in your classes, talking to kids on your sports teams. But as adults, meeting friends can be a lot harder, especially if you move away. Trying to meet people that you'd actually want to hang out with and consider friends can be hard. So there is an expert on TikTok. Her name's Mary. She's a friendship educator, and she's offering her advice under the handle Better Social Skills, and she's built a following by sharing practical ways to create and maintain friendships in adulthood. She admits that it can be challenging, but she insists it's possible to form new friendships as 30-somethings and beyond. So here's her advice for making it happen. She says you need to join a weekly activity and stick to it. So it could be like a bowling league, a fitness class, a book club, or trivia night. Anything that gets you involved with activities you like, and you have to keep going back to try to meet these people. And then she also suggests the friend-making apps like Bumble BFF to connect with people near you who are also interested in making friends.
I didn't know there was an app for friend-making.
Yeah, so if you go on Bumble, like Bumble's a dating app, they have three options. You can either do like traditional dating, you can do friendship, or you can do business and network with people.
I'd love to have to explain that one.
First of all,
Tim, why do you have Bumble on your phone? So wait, here's Stevie on the socials. It was a Monday morning. It was 6:40. I swear we're looking for adult friends.
You're just swiping for friends. It's a little weird.
Are people really using it for the category it is indicated?
There were a ton of comments on these videos and in these, you know, like those Facebook groups you join, like if you move to a new city. Join your group. There's so many people that say that's how they found their friendships were through these apps.
No kidding.
It works for people. I don't know.
I love that.
How do you set up your profile for friendships? Like, it feels like, what do you pick? What pictures?
It's
like,
awkward.
What's your bio? I have questions.
I know. It makes me a little uncomfortable. I think that's great, especially if someone's moving to a new city.
She did say, though, you got to be uncomfortable to find these friendships.
To find new friends. Oh, you would hate that a lot. You would never do that.
I will never have friends if I move.
You would be solo. You know who really drives the bus on who your adult friends are, right?
Who?
I have that for you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Who really drives the bus on the adult friendships most times? I'm telling you, it is the thing. I mean, don't the kids drive the bus on this a lot of times, on who the which direction you're heading as far as adult friendships if you have young children? It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. I know that does in our situation.
Absolutely.
Times,
right? Whoever your kids are hanging out with, it's the parents you end up hanging out with. And it's all... I mean, we've talked about this before.
Let's bring it up real quickly again.
Real quick. It feels to... It's never balanced.
Like the trifecta.
It's never... Like, the kids will get along, and then maybe the moms will get along, but the dads don't.
Never.
Or, you know, the dads are best buds, and the moms are just not compatible. I mean, obviously, you can make it work, and you can hang out with all kinds of people, but it feels like, at least in my situation... It's never all three.
That's why you need to take her advice and make your own friend.
Make just my
you.
Own friend separate.
Well, you need to download Bumble.
What if I feel very happy with all of my friendships? Do I need to be exploring?
First of all, nobody does.
You don't need to be. But if you feel like all of them, they're not 100% clicking, this is for those that want to escape what's given to you.
I
find
see.
New ones.
Get new ones.
You know what's the worst? Is when you find that other couple or your friend or whatever, and then the kids grow up, the kids change schools, the kids have different interests, some like
they
volleyball, some like gymnastics, some like this, and they go their different direction. You say, what happened to them?
And then you break up with the adult couple.
And you break up with the adult couple. It's the worst. And you see them, it's just sometimes you see them on Facebook, and they're hanging out with another couple. That's my couple.
Yeah.
In third grade, that was my couple. Am I not my couple
anymore? That's hard.
It's the worst. Growing up is stupid.
It's
my daughter started hanging out more with two great kiddos over the weekend. I'm like, who are these parents?
Yeah,
I'm gonna be my new.
I know that
one of
whole
the parents
thing.
I already I know, and they're great. And the other ones, I said, I know that they're great. I just haven't like hung out with them or anything. I said, well, we're gonna see, because she's very, very excited to hang out with these.
So wait,
two girls. I don't know.
So
I
now
no
your
idea.
Daughter has two new friends. Does that mean you're gonna initiate a hangout with the parents? Because I feel like now that my kids are getting older, too, we are less involved with the other parents because the kids make their own
plans. They make their own thing. Yeah,
I know. They make their own plans.
It is tougher when they get old. You're right. You're right. Because I'm on that border where she can almost.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, she's not 8th, 9th grade, 10th grade in high school. It's 5th. Like, you're still a 5th grader. You're still in elementary school. So there's that element there. But they have the messengers and they have other ways that they can just all of a sudden, it's okay if I go over to their house. Wait a minute. We got the parents are.
This is the most stressful thing to me.
We make those rules. This isn't...
Right. My 11-year-old will do that. Like, my 13-year-old different, but my 11-year-old... Oh, yeah, we're having a sleepover night. I'm like, I haven't heard from his mom. Like, you can't just do that. And of course, it is all correct and everything, but it is. It's like on that cusp. What Izzy is 10, mm-hmm. Max is 11. So there's, it's like you still need that parental confirmation.
Seems like you guys are on your way to Bumble BFF.
I think so.
That's what I'm gathering from this.
Well, it'll be like, so I want to go over whoever's house. I said, okay, what did you ask or what's going on? Oh, did you want to FaceTime her mom or her mom's on right now? Oh, hey.
Yeah,
that would be my nightmare.
And she just walks down the steps and I'm like, then of course, after they're off the phone, Iz.
Don't do that.
This isn't a reality show.
I know.
Get off the phone.
The FaceTime loosely in the house drives me crazy.
I shut that down, man. Yeah. I can't have that. I can't have that. Walking all over the place.
Yeah, but then my kids will be like, oh, it's unmuted. It's fine. I'm like, they can see you're unmuted.
I don't trust your muteness.
Stop do that.
I don't trust
stop
your
doing
muteness.
That. Yes, I don't trust your muteness.
No, don't. Don't walk around.
Oh, I'm so stressed
casual
out.
Casual making some sandwich with me in the background with my dirty shirt on.
Yeah.
Don't you dare.
Who knows what you're wearing, what your hair's doing.
Like
it's
filth hair.
I know.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay. If parents, you understand. New segment on the Jen and Tim show called What Was That?
Oh, how exciting.
Yeah.
What was what?
We paid off our bet.
I know. How about that? That really worked out.
Took Star a twist I wasn't expecting.
Star 102.
Took a twist I wasn't expecting. So we'll bring producer Stevie in here. If you saw the video, you probably...
I just feel like...
You know, at this point in time.
Probably. You can just say... That's all you got to say.
That was it.
We paid off our bet. It's done. Let's move on. I saw the Taylor Swift movie. Let's talk about it.
We will. 8:10. But we got to get to this first because it was... the whipped cream pie to the face happened.
It did. But anyone that is curious about it, all you got to do is go watch it on our social media pages. It's there.
Just quick thing to point out.
Star 102.
Quick thing to point out. Oh, look, just literally now, the station in Detroit shared the post.
So it's they even did.
I just got the notification.
Did they put commentary on it?
They did not. At least that I don't know it. It clicked through. But if you didn't see it, you can check it out. And we will get to it just in case you missed it. And, it took a turn, and that would be next. They both smashed me in the face with their whipped cream pie on Star 102 Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites, in case you missed the video.
You are a really great sport about it. It was really great. Thank you.
So the bet with the station in Detroit was the show was going to take the whipped cream pie to the face, but...
The show did.
The show did. I mean,
I'm watching it now. It's on there. It actually looks disgusting.
Same, Stevie.
So, that's what happened. I am dripping.
You really are.
With whipped cream.
It's a lot of whipped cream.
You can check it out, Jen and Tim. I just want to let you know that the bet was paid up, and you guys, you decided to go rogue.
Well,
and
listen, 3-2-1,
bam! I didn't have a chance to react. I was like, am I throwing this to Steve? Am I throwing it? I didn't even know. Next thing you know, hit in the face.
It really worked out that you did that countdown, too, because I was nervous that we were not being good actors ahead of time, Stevie. Like I was trying to act like I was nervous about it, full well knowing that I wasn't getting a pie to the face. And I don't know if you had that kind of anxiety before we did it.
Yeah, because he could have pied us first before we made it.
I know. It was a very risky move. Hmm. It did work out. And I will say... I do think people quite enjoyed that based on the comments on social media.
And the thousands of views and everything else. There is one thing that I you're in the moment. When you're looking back at it, it's easy to notice this, but you're taking a video. You're trying to execute it. Well, you're trying not to make an absolute mass fail, but you're trying to do things right. You know, this is going to be a one take, right? You're not going to do this several times. So there's a lot of things going on when you're taking this video. I didn't notice this. So Jennifer Ann, there was clearly a tell. Didn't notice this. Jennifer Ann noticed this. Nancy also noticed this. Shelley noticed this. Jen noticed this. I mean, it was the number one comment from Friday and over the weekend that there was a clear tell that this was going to happen. But I mean, I had no idea. I wasn't paying any attention.
There's no way you would have noticed this until you watched the video back.
Absolutely. What was the tell? And now looking back, there was a tell. I was not paying attention to this. Number one comment under that video. I knew when Jen didn't take her glasses off, something was going on.
That was
the tell. I didn't know.
Yeah. And minutes after that video was posted on Friday, and Stevie did a great job editing it and getting it posted up there after we did it. It was one of the first comments I saw. It was like, oh, I knew the minute I saw Jen with her glasses on, they were going to get Tim. So I think people knew as they looked Because if I were taking a pie to the face, I would have taken my glasses off because I wouldn't want to get those.
Maybe you should have thought of that, Tim.
Yeah, I wasn't paying any attention. You were like next to me, but kind of behind me. I really wasn't. I was not.
Right.
In the moment, not a tell. Afterwards, definitely a tell.
Now, as the guy that got the pie to the face, what did it feel like? Because that
creamy.
Was your first time, right?
It creamy. It was dripping everywhere. It was creamy. You turned it twice, like clockwise, counterclockwise, into the face. That side of the face, my right side of the face, where you were at, was loaded with whipped cream. Stevie, much nicer, hit me, but then, you know, was kind of
mine
laughing.
Mine was a little soupy, though.
Yours was
that.
Soupy. I feel
the
like
end of the can.
In general, from the time we sprayed the whipped cream to the time it went into your face, which wasn't very long.
No.
I mean, it was minutes. It did get quite soupy. Yours started soupy, but
yes.
That so it got additionally soupy.
And it was the good brand and extra creamy.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, we, you know, it was
well,
next
you tasted
level.
It. It was, I mean, that's in the video too.
Yeah.
I wanted to make sure, and the reason I turned it on your face was I wanted to make sure you did have a full face of whipped cream pie when it was removed from your face. But I was nervous. You said you were afraid I would be aggressive if I were the one to put the pie in your face. So I tried to do it gently.
You did. It was, and just very it was drippy.
I just tried to avoid your nose because I didn't need, you know. But I don't think
I didn't think that through.
So
and
there
you definitely. I mean, you had it in like. It was. It took a while to clean you up.
You could check out the video, all the socials. So we certainly paid that off. Also, we have so many comments under our Bus Driver Appreciation Week posts. Because we are kicking that off today, we have to get to these comments. Special week here on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It is Bus Driver Appreciation Week. We appreciate everything that you do. I don't care which school district you're in. We have a graphic posted now. Bus Driver Appreciation Week. Are you a bus driver? Do you know a bus driver? Do you want to shout out a bus? Whatever it might be, we're doing this all week long. We're doing it between. It's like 6:45, 7:15, somewhere in here. We appreciate what you do.
Well, I think it's important to acknowledge, and it really kind of smacked us in the face, you personally, when Mentor Schools had to cancel last week. They had to cancel school. They had to cancel activities. They didn't have enough bus drivers called in sick. They didn't have enough people to do the job. So that
my wife said
prompted.
Yesterday, she said, you know what you should do? I said, what's that? The kids should give bus drivers candy bars since it's it's October. Full-size candy bars.
That's cute.
A good idea. So you know what that means? That means at some point in time, we'll probably be going to Sam's Club and grabbing full-size candy bars
to give
and
to the
taking
bus
them to Metro Transportation.
That's awesome.
So that's a good idea. I mean,
for
Halloween's
sure.
Right around the corner, so there you go. You want to do that. That's a good idea.
We already had a ton of people wanting to, telling us whether they are a bus driver or wanting to salute or recognize a bus driver. We need to get a couple of these. Johnny says, my uncle Alfredo Claudio, a Lorain school bus driver, loves his students and his job.
Great of a name is Alfredo.
Alfredo Claudio. It's fantastic.
Patricia's a top fan. She's been a school bus driver for 29 years. Patricia, you were amazing. Thank you for doing what you do. We don't mean to take you for granted. You were amazing getting our kiddos to school safely.
Jamie says, I'm a bus driver for Old Trail School. Definitely would like to give a shout out to all the bus drivers.
We'll get to one more. Kristen Thomas, thank you for the DM. Her uncle, Herb, is a bus driver. My uncle, Herb. That's what it says. So, you know, there you go.
Thanks,
keep them
Uncle
coming.
Herb.
All week long, we're mentioning this on Star 102. Big deal.
I went to see Taylor Swift, the official release party of A Showgirl this past weekend. I wanted to see it because, well, one, I wanted to be able to talk about it on the show. Two, I'm a big fan of Taylor Swift, and I wanted to see what this was all about. And three, I booked it at a really early time on Saturday morning. A nice 10:20 showing of the official release party of A Showgirl.
This is the perfect weekend for you. A 10:20 movie and a 9:30 Browns game.
Yeah.
Like, this is just...
I accomplished so much.
This is perfect for you.
It really
Everything
was.
In the AM.
That's
done.
Right. Everything in the AM.
Was there a lot of people at the 10:20 AM
Tim,
movie?
I think you'll be surprised to hear.
I can't wait to hear the amount of people.
Yeah. Do you want me to tell you the amount of people? There were...
Yes. We should do that, and I would love to know.
Maybe six in the theater total.
I mean,
it was like nobody. Listen.
Too early.
It was too
I didn't
early.
Know they were open before 11 o'clock.
Here's the thing. I did it that way on purpose because I, every story we saw about this movie, which she announced, what, like 2 weeks ago, was even Taylor Swift herself. I encourage singing and dancing and blah, blah, blah. And I didn't want to experience it that way. I didn't want to experience whatever this was because I went into it really not understanding what I was going to get. I mean, the last time we saw Taylor Swift in the movie theater, it was watching the Eras Tour. It was watching a concert of Taylor Swift. So I went into this not knowing what I was getting into. All I knew is that I would see the music video for The Fate of Ophelia, which is the single from her new album that was released Friday. But other than that, I wasn't sure. And I knew for sure, though, that if I went at 10 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday, I wasn't going to get a bunch of younger audience singing along, which I just wanted to take it in. I didn't want to sing and dance. I just wanted to see what it was all about.
So are you going to say you loved the entire thing and it was fantastic?
I'll say this.
Okay.
You, to have enjoyed this, you have to be a Taylor Swift fan. It is not something you could watch as just a person who was curious to see what this was all about. Several unexpected things about this film. And I don't even know if you call it a film. Like she called it a release party for a reason. One, there were false promises ahead of time. False promises. I was so annoyed by this. I can't wait to tell you what it was because everything you read about this film said this one particular thing that was a lie.
Okay.
It was an absolute lie, and I'm going to tell you what that is.
Okay, we'll get to that. And if you happen to see it, please DM us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Talk Taylor Swift on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites.
There were promises everywhere ahead of this film that there would be no commercials. It started on time. There were no trailers. I had a 10:20 showing. I went to the Phoenix Theaters at Great Northern Mall. 10:20 hits and right into commercials. I'm like, what is going? It wasn't movie trailers, but there were commercials. Did you not read that everywhere? That they were like, get to the theater on time. there's going to be no like pre-roll.
It was the three things you need to know that was everywhere. I can't remember if the air was Eras Tour that way.
I can't remember.
We're very specific. Do not be there late. And it was going to start on time.
It was going to start on time. It didn't. I mean, it started on time, but there were commercials there. I don't know why I would. And that
like brought to you by type of things.
Well, there was. So it start. Well,
weird.
So there were. Yes, there was. Like Taylor Swift trivia brought to you by, I don't know who it was brought to you by.
I gotcha.
Couple questions like that. But then like actual commercials, like not like something you'd see on TV, not a commercial for a movie theater.
Gotcha.
So I saw those. And then it goes into three lyric videos of Cruel Summer, Shake It Off, and Love Story. And it's posting all, you know, it's literally just playing the song, showing the lyrics. I'm like, oh, they're doing this for when there's a large audience in the theater, so they'll sing along to it. And they kicked it off with Cruel Summer. So they play those three. So now you're 10, 15 minutes in, and the movie still hasn't started yet. That annoyed me. I didn't want that. Now, you know,
is this all taking away from the, what, 89 minutes that the 89-minute runtime, you know what I mean?
Well, like I'm sitting there watching this thinking, wait, what is happening? Like, what is this really all about? Did I misunderstand what I'm walking into here? And again, 10:20 in the morning, it starts with three lyric videos like that of old songs of songs I love. Don't get me wrong. Songs I love to hear, but I don't need to sit and watch a lyric video to songs I already know. Like this, I didn't expect that. So then it does kick off with The Fate of Ophelia, which is the first single from her album, and you see the music video, which is awesome. But then this is the part, and I want to talk about this a little more in depth. This is the part where you have to be a Taylor Swift fan. If you are on the periphery, if you're just kind of like, oh, I want to go see this, everyone's talking about this, you can't. You have to be a Taylor Swift fan to have watched the rest of this film. And okay. I want to explain to you how it went next.
Okay, we're going to get that. And we also have some DMs to get to. If you saw it, agree, disagree, certainly shoot us a DM. Jen and Tim Show on the socials. We will also get to those coming up in a few minutes. The official release party of Showgirl. That's what we're talking about on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites.
So the entire film then becomes, after you see the premiere of the music video, you are watching, there's a clip of Taylor that is, I don't know, anywhere from a minute or two, explaining like, oh, okay, so the second track is called Elizabeth Taylor. She explains, you know, how she came up with the concept for the song. She explains how she wrote the song, gives like a piece of information about the song, then pops up on the screen a lyric video, and it'll be in the background of the lyric video is a clip of Taylor in one of her, you know, showgirl outfits or something, you know, with the imagery that they use for this album. That's like on a 15-second repeat over and over again. And then you're just hearing the song and watching the lyric video. Goes into track two. She explains how she wrote track two. Watching the song goes into a lyric video.
Okay.
So it's all lyric videos of the whole album. Now, maybe four or five songs in, then they sprinkle more of behind the scenes of Fate of Ophelia, which you've already watched the music video at the beginning. So then you go through the whole album, 12 tracks, and you've heard her talk about writing the song. You've watched a lyric video to the song. So basically, it's like a listening party for the album, and then you're hearing her explain the songs. She then, at the end of it, plays The Fate of Ophelia again, the music video. So everything you've watched about the making of the video, even though you watched the video at the beginning, you then get to see it at the end and kind of notice all of these little things that maybe she explained throughout the film.
But, that makes sense.
But someone that's not a Taylor Swift fan is not going to want to sit and watch a lyric video to all of these songs.
Yeah, I can understand that.
You're listening to the whole album and watching the lyrics on the screen. But it was, I personally enjoyed it because I am a big fan, and I did enjoy hearing her talk about why she wrote the songs and then listening to the songs and watching the videos and all that. So for me, great experience. For someone that's not a Swiftie, I would say probably don't watch this.
You're going to be blown away by the next call that we're going to get.
What?
Concerning the commercials at the beginning.
Yeah, there were commercials at the beginning of my movie, and they said there weren't supposed to be.
I think that's a you thing.
No.
I think so.
No.
If the screen is right, I think that might just be a you thing. We have to get to this call. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, Jen and Tim Show, talking about the Taylor Swift movie. What happened at the beginning of the movie?
Well, there were commercials, and they had promoted this film as get there on time, do not be late. It's going to start right on time, no commercials, no trailers, nothing. And mine did. There were. And I was kind of irritated by that.
So you wanted to tell Jen what?
We went to Ridge Park Square on Friday night, and there was no commercials. It started exactly on time, and the only commercial was the Taylor Swift Target commercial for her album.
No.
And that was it.
Yes. There were like, I bet 5 to 10 minutes worth of commercials at this film.
Oh, no, they were supposed to do that. Your movie theater was wrong.
I wondered that. I'm like, I wonder if it's like, because there were like some local commercials in there too. And I'm like, I wondered if they put these in and they weren't supposed to.
They did, and they were not, because she would be mad about that. She said no commercials, and I do get that, obviously, they're going to have the Target commercial because it's her.
Right, they had that, too, where she's with the megaphone and stuff. And that wasn't my complaint. No, there was, like, a bunch of other stuff, too, on this one.
Oh, no, they shouldn't have done that. That was your movie theater that was wrong on that one.
It's 55 degrees in Aurora. Today's Star City. Here are the three things you need to know today. Browns came up short in London against the Vikings. They lost 21-17. They're now 1-4. They'll play the Steelers in Pittsburgh on Sunday at 1:00. Online shoppers, get excited. Tomorrow, big day. We've got Amazon Prime Big Deal Days. We've got Walmart deals. They're both kicking off. You'll have 2 days on Amazon through Sunday with Walmart. Target has already started their Circle Week. That will run through Saturday. Snapchat memories now cost money. They're changing how they store your snaps. If you have more than 5 gigs of memories, you'll now need a paid plan to keep them. Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.